Welcome to the podcast series, Small Business Survival Conversations. Through our weekly conversations, we hope to provide you with strategies and insights, knowledge and expertise to enlighten you as you work to build and grow your business. Here are your hosts, Anna Steinfest and Dr. Michael Troyer.
Hello, everyone. I'm Michael Troyer, and my colleague is with me here, Anna. Hi, Anna.
Hello, everyone.
Today, our topic is keeping ahead of your financial world, and by that, we mean your business.
Michael, that's a very, very heavy topic. We were debating, should we go for it or shouldn't we go for it? Because it's a hard topic, especially for podcasts.
Yes, it is.
We have to admit that to our audience, Michael. That's why it is conversation, everyone. If you are here just for some different podcast, no, it is a conversation. But we thought at the end, it's a great topic. We have to start talking about that because as a small business owners, a lot of times we hate talking about financials, Michael. It's like, and we are like ostriches trying to put our heads into the sand. We don't want to know. Guess what? If you're in business and if you want to be in business tomorrow, you have to pay attention to your financials.
And I'm going to admit that it's always easier to go out on the plant floor and fix a little problem you see going on between two employees or a machine that needs it, rather than do that financial stuff. And so you put it off maybe to the evening when you don't have the energy and the time and you don't get it. So we're saying that you need to look at these numbers or this information to effectively run your business and get over that procrastination. So we're breaking this down into two pieces. There are indicators or numbers or pieces of information you always have to be looking at weekly, monthly. And then there are some indicators that are a little broader, but they're going to help you understand. So we're talking about like a dashboard of a car. When you're driving down the road, you want to be sure you're within the speed limit. So you look down for a second away from the road and the cars ahead to be sure you're within the speed limit. Well, why shouldn't you be doing that for your business?
And sometimes you have warnings, you know, if you have to change the oil, you know, you on the dashboard, Michael, you have all these warnings and all these lights, you have to pay attention. But again, you have to look at the dashboard to make sure that you know what's happening.
Or if we see blinking lights of a police car up ahead, what's the first thing we do? We lift our foot off the gas and double check our dashboard again. So
that's right. Why it is important, Michael, about all these financial indicators?
Because first of all, if we're going to make key decisions about the business, we need to know where we are. And we don't know that without looking at the financial numbers that we should be looking at. We need to know where we are all the time. I have a client I work with, and the first thing we start with is, how are you doing this week? Or how are you doing in the last 2 weeks? And he'll give me just a few numbers, but they tell me everything about whether things are looking up, or whether things are looking down or steady state. That's an important thing to know. They need to be timely. That is, these should be in your head all the time. That means you don't put it off to next week. You need to know those numbers today. We'll talk a little bit later about where do you find those numbers or how do you get to them. I think they push you to keep your business healthy. The last thing you want to do is discover that crabgrass that was in your yard last year is now taken over and you don't have any grass left. Well, the same thing goes for your business. If there's something happening out there and looking at your financial situation would tell you you've got a problem, you have time to work on it. If you put it off, that financial difficulty, that crabgrass may have grown quite a lot, and now you have a much bigger challenge. Is that a fair?
Absolutely, Michael. And you know, all these indicators, the best part is like when you compare, you can compare how did you do last year compared to this year. And the other thing is compares your company performance to your competition. Where do you stand on the market? Is your competition eating from your profits? What are you doing wrong? I mean, all these little things are extremely important and they guide. I mean, the most important part is if you have all these indicators, they pretty much guide your decision for the future. Or do I have to hire a new person? Do I have to purchase new equipment? All these things you need to make, the decisions you need to make for your business should be based or must be based on your financial indicators.
So this week or this month, are my revenues up? That means my sales are up. Or are they down? Are my expenses up? Or are they down? And what has that done to my profit and my ability to pay employees and myself? If I don't know those three things, I shouldn't be making any decisions because I might spend money I don't have or put myself in debt for a longer period than I want to be deeply in debt. We can always have some debt, but that's that dashboard that we're talking about.
And what are the four? We want to talk about these just four indicators here. We don't want to overwhelm you. Just four indicators. So, Michael, let's start with number one.
And essentially, I just said it. It's called growth indicators. So, are your sales growing or declining? That's an important thing to know. And you ought to know that weekly. What at the end of the week, have we grown or have we declined in sales? That means have our revenues gone up or down? If our sales have increased but our revenues are down, we need to dig in and find out what's going on. Because shouldn't they be going up together? Well, have we incurred an expense? We were late with a delivery. We lost a customer, whatever it might be. We ought to know those things. So sales, revenue, expenses, at least those three, all go into to telling us whether we're growing as a firm or whether we're slowing down as a firm. And that forces us to then look deeper and say, why? So growth indicators are very important.
And of course, the next one is profitability indicators. Me as a banker, I should say, recovering banker. I'm not a banker anymore. I used to be a banker in my previous life, long, long time ago, before I was full-time entrepreneur. The bankers, they love talking about profitability indicators. But you know what? You should care about profitability indicators. And again, profits, we're not going to go in all these little nuances. You have different types of profits. But what the profitability indicators are telling you is your business making money? That's pretty much it. And of course, if you can divide the profitability per item you're manufacturing or you're producing, the services you're delivering, it's a little bit of a different situation. But if you have a different product lines, you should have profitability indicators per item to see what is the profit margin for every one of them.
And this profit indicators goes into customers as well. So Anna and I had long in the past talked about knowing who your top customers are and how much are they contributing to your profitability. So that, you know, if you lose one of those folks, you've lost a chunk, a big chunk perhaps of your profitability. So those are the customers we pay a lot of attention to. We let them know we really care about them.
And you have to check, is your profit increasing or decreasing? Like Michael said, per week, monthly, or this year. However, make sure that you check that more often than once a year. That's number one rule. And Michael mentioned, if you see that the big chunk is already out the door, what happened there? And if it's one of the most profitable item you sell, wow. You should be paying attention, or maybe you have to focus your marketing efforts on that particular item. Market it more, push that on the market instead
It's
of another product which has a very thin profit margin.
that's an interesting thought process, Anna, because often you have two or three products you're out there selling to give you a little diversity so that if one slips a little bit seasonally, another one carries you through that season. But ultimately, if you've got one that's really profitable, yes, you want to grow on that one. And if you're spending lots of time on a product that only gives you a 2% return, and you've got a product over here that gives you a 20% return, why are you spending money on that 2% return right now? Maybe in time it'll grow, but don't slack off on that 20. Feed the 20% first before you feed the 2% product in terms of the marketing that you're doing. I also think that sometimes when we're starting something new, we don't have a profit early on, then you need at least to know what's the trend line. Are we showing profit over time? In over 5 months, have we seen that we're getting closer to break even and then a profit? If we're not, then we have to make that tough decision. Maybe we don't do this service or we don't offer that product.
Michael, what right now when we are talking about, I think we should have an episode only about profit. Because when you say profit, you know, you're talking about, are you talking about net profit? Are you talking about gross profit? Are you talking about operational profit? We need to have episode only on profits and just what type of profits when you're looking at what you should be looking. Because, you know, when you're talking about gross profit, the gross profit, you know, we kind of have a sweet number for 80% of you. I know that different industries different, but you know, at least you should have cushion. But we will talk about this. I'm writing it down. So Michael, we are going to the next indicators.
Two more indicators. The next one is liquidity indicators. Why are they important, Donna?
Well, liquidity, if you don't have cash, cash is king. So you will not be able to pay your employees, to pay your vendors. It's extremely important. And how fast? I mean, liquidity indicator usually tells you how fast you can turn your assets into cash. That's pretty much bottom line.
But it's important to know because you have both expected things like payroll. You know, they got to meet that every week or every 2 weeks or every month. And then you have the unexpected. So a piece of equipment broke out there. You got to get somebody in to repair it. You better have some liquidity so you can pay for that repair. You didn't expect it to come, but it's there now. Got to get it up and running to get your production back. Let's say you have an employee walk out the door and you have to replace him. That's an unexpected cost. It costs money to hire. It takes time. And you need that person or somebody else has to pick up their work. Or maybe you have a season coming up and you want to go after certain customers because they're seasonal customers. Well, you have to spend the marketing money ahead of time. So you want to know how liquid you are to know that, well, I can increase my marketing budget by 10% for the summer because that's an opportunity to make more money. I need to know how liquid that is, how quickly can I get to some cash to do these things, to do these things. Would among the liquidity indicators would knowing what you have available.
That's pretty much access to cash, we will say. And again, I mean, they're talking about here how fast you can convert assets into cash. How fast does it take for you to convert your assets if you have access to, like, depends where you put your cash into, whether it's machinery, building, how fast you can turn it into a cash when you need to have cash.
For example, if I have a reserve that I told myself I'm not going to touch unless it really becomes a big issue, that's a fairly, very liquid form. Into that bank and take that money out of that savings account. Selling a building that I have, that takes months. So that's not very liquid.
Yes.
And then things in between that are more liquid than selling that building, but maybe not quite as liquid as that cash reserve that I might have. Mm-hmm. So maybe we have to go in and negotiate with a bank to give us a line of credit. That's going to take a little bit of time. So that's less liquid than the savings account.
Mm-hmm. Michael, that's a good way to go into the last one, leverage indicators.
Yes.
The leverage indicators is how much is your debt?
Mm-hmm.
Because when we talk about the line of credit you mentioned, it's a debt.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people don't want debt. I hear many young business owners say, I'm not going to incur any debt. I'm just going to run this off of my money and what I make and maybe my family's investment. Well, the family's investment is we treat a little differently. I think you want to find a balance here. You want to avoid carrying debt that you can't manage with your cash flows, because that you've got to pay a monthly interest charge on that borrowed money, if you will. But to grow, you need to use somebody else's money, not just your own, probably.
But you have to be cautious also how
yes,
much debt you have, because a lot of times. The business owners, they will go and they will acquire a lot of debt, even the line of credit we're talking about, because line of credit is debt. The problem with line of credit, using it as a liquidity, you know, like that's why we should not use too much line of credit, is because the bank can shut this line of credit. They can call you the debt at any time. So if this debt is called, or if they convert your line of credit into more of a term loan, because in certain circumstances, they can do that, you're out of luck. You still don't have cash. So you have to pay attention to your cash conversion of your assets into cash and how much you leverage. The reason for me don't like businesses to be too much leverage with debt is, for example, line of credit. We're going back to that example. The interest rates are variable. So when the rates go up, did you calculate for this raise of interest because you have to make payment back towards this revolving line of credit? So you have to make sure that you anticipate some rate changes and put on a paper how much is your debt. It's not healthy to be too much leverage with debt.
That's why I kind of opened by saying I think you need to find the right balance. And now we go back to the very beginning of this when we talked about the first indicator, which was the growth indicators. It's useful to use somebody else's money to grow your business, but you have to be able to pay the monthly interest and not leave yourself short in the other things you have to do with that money, plus have a profit and make payroll. So it is valuable to use somebody else's money if you can make more than the cost of the interest of that money over a span of time. But Anna is saying you do it with caution. Do it with caution. Frankly, you have to have a strong revenue growth, well, good control of expenses before you start using somebody else's money to help you grow a little quicker than you might with just your own money. We hope that means your own money means that you're putting money back into your business. So you always have to reinvest in your own business and then perhaps consider debt if there's an opportunity, but do it with caution.
That's correct. I mean, you can do it smart. You're absolutely correct, Michael. I mean, in some cases, in order to grow, you need that, but do it with cautions. So what we want to tell you today is you have to know your numbers. Extremely, extremely important to be successful.
Keep on top of them. You know, you don't have to calculate them yourself. You can have a bookkeeper do that for you. All of these things we've talked about. You can even have artificial intelligence deliver that to you if you're, in fact, you're putting your financial numbers into the appropriate application.
You should be using some kind of bookkeeping platform. QuickBooks, I heard a lot of small business owners are using Wave recently. So just explore some of them. And I know Wave is free up to certain amount, and then it's very inexpensive compared to QuickBooks. Again, we recommend that you use that. And Michael mentioned you can use AI. So in some cases, even Excel sheet is extremely important.
And yet, I think we want to urge you also that when you see something that doesn't fit, when you see that anomaly, you need to dig deeper to understand. So when the revenues have gone down instead of up, when your profits have slipped, when your liquidity isn't what you realize it ought to be, dig deeper to find out why. You always need to be asking those questions around your finances. So don't let that sound out in the plant draw your attention away from the fact that you've got to spend time on your financial well-being as well.
Thank you, everyone.
You've been listening to the Small Business Survival Conversation podcast. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And don't forget to join us next week for another episode. In the meantime, hook up with us on our Facebook group at Small Business Survival Tools and Tips. Till next time, thank you for listening.